welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled Fully Alive in Christ. And I have been sharing about what Paul taught, what Paul wrote in his epistles was by the revelation of God. And some of you who perhaps have been listening last week, this week, you're saying, yeah, but Sister Judy, that was Paul. I'm just an ordinary person. Well, I think the Holy Spirit anticipated that, your response, because he made me look up some scriptures I was looking for. And remember what Jesus said, in the 16th chapter of John. He was speaking to his disciples, and in chapter 16, verse 12, he said, I have yet many things to say unto you. This was shortly before his death. And why didn't he say them? He says, but ye cannot bear them now. So that indicates what I've been sharing recently, I don't know, it was yesterday's broadcast, that we have to be in a place where we can receive revelation. You may have heard some message, perhaps some teaching. I mean, that's certainly true when regarding our salvation experience. Sometimes someone may have spoken to you about the gospel and you weren't at all interested, but a time came that those words penetrated your heart. And so there is a reality that comes when we begin to understand. Our heart has to be opened. And listen to what Jesus said. He said, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. You can't hear them. You can't receive them now. Is he just going to say, oh, well, then I guess you'll just have to wait? But he's, listen to what, and this is why I'm speaking to you, everyone who is listening and is a born-again Christian, there is revelation and understanding that God wants to give you. Oh, you can't make an excuse, oh, well, that was just the Apostle Paul. Who am I? I'm nobody. Well, no. Listen to what Jesus said. I have many things yet to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, who is that? That's the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. What is truth? Thy word, O Lord, is truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Right? From the Father. And he will shew you things to come. And he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. So the wonderful revelation that comes from the throne, from the Father, from Jesus seated at the side of the throne, at his right hand, there is revelation. That's what Jesus was saying. This is a fact. This is what he is going to do. And I've got to share now some passages, going back now to the book of Ephesians. Again, as I've shared, Paul wrote, he's taught what he did by revelation. It wasn't the arm of flesh, as he said in that first chapter of Galatians. It wasn't man. He wasn't taught it. It wasn't his opinion, his ideas. God directly deposited into his spirit. And what he says in that third chapter, he said, how by revelation, verse 3 of chapter 3, he made known unto me the mystery, whereby when ye read, this is verse 4, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Isn't that correct? I mean, that's what Jesus was saying. The disciples couldn't bear it now. This was long after Jesus had ascended. The church was being established. It was growing. And then Paul, who was persecuting those early Christians, got incredibly saved. And now he is moving in the principles and in the truths of God's word. He was 3 years in the desert. Remember that? And so this wasn't immediate, but God again started moving on one of his servants so that he could reveal this wonderful mystery. Let me read 5 again, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Again, what? That's references what Jesus was praying and saying. And he says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In other words, the Jews, who are God's chosen people, his very elect, were going to be reunited. It was somewhat at the consternation of the Jews. Nonetheless, even at the great 15th chapter of Acts, when they had that great convocation, remember Paul came, and they agreed that they wouldn't force circumcision and following the law upon the Gentiles. Then that agreement was reached, except they would certainly do other things, you know, like give to the poor and not eat blood and things sacrificed to idols, that sort of thing. But in verse 6, he says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof, verse 7, I was made a minister according to the gift of grace given unto me by the effectual working of his power. This is what I wanted you to hear. Verse 6 through 12. Listen to Paul's heart. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. Remember, he called himself the chiefest of sinners. Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles? Of course, he did always preach to the Jews. He generally went to the synagogues first when he went to a city. But he was rejected in many cases, a few believed, but the Gentiles received him gladly, that he should preach among the Gentiles. Beloved, that's us, the unsearchable riches of Christ. We can't fathom them. We can't search them all out. They're so great. They're so mammoth. They're so profound and wonderful. And verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Let's put things in perspective here. To the intent, for this purpose, that now unto the principalities and powers in heaven places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. I mean, the more you understand, the more revelation you get, it literally will take your breath away. That's what Paul experienced, and that's what I believe God has for each and every one of us. God is increasing my understanding, my revelation, just by my seeking after him in prayer and fasting. He's opening up things that I believed and affirmed, but didn't understand the magnificence and the depth of them. And he goes on, this manifold wisdom of God, verse 11, according, there was a plan, to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what's the result of this, beloved? Verse 12, in whom, in Jesus, we have boldness and access, with confidence by the faith of him. What access? Well, he talks about it in another epistle about boldness to come into the Holy of Holies, to come before the presence of God. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that veil of partition that separated the holy place from the most holy in the tabernacle, in the temple. Remember what happened when Jesus died? That massively thick, I mean, it was like, it was what? was it 2-4 feet thick? It was humongous. It could not have been torn. Only the hand of God. He tore it from the top to the bottom as a sign that veil was rent. Now, whomsoever will could come freely and drink of the waters of life. We have boldness and access to come before the throne of grace with confidence by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what gives us the confidence, beloved. And if we have that kind of boldness just to enter into the presence of God in terms of our prayer, what kind of boldness will we begin to experience when we start reading the Word of God for ourselves and sincerely ask the Lord to reveal His will and the revelation of His Word of Jesus in our lives? We will be changed, beloved. You know, Solomon asked for an understanding heart to discern between good and bad, so he'd be a good leader for Israel. And if today the ministry, leadership of the church and the people would cry to God today, and if we would have preachers preaching the whole counsel of God's word, then the people would be hearing with ears that could hear and see with eyes that could see. And when Solomon asked that, the word tells us this prayer from Solomon pleased the Lord. And if we start asking the right things from God, we'll start getting the right things from God that will equip us with the right tools or spiritual weapons that will give us that victorious life in Christ. I wish I had more time, but let's pray. Father, our time is limited, but Lord, you hear our hearts cry out. We ask for that revelation. We ask for that understanding. We ask, Lord, the revelation that Jesus prayed for, that we could receive that, Lord, and we could walk in the fullness of the blessing and the understanding and the revelation of Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you deeply. I pray for you. And even when, not only when I'm answering letters, but many times throughout the day, I think of specific requests and I lift them throughout the day. And so I invite you to write. This is God's kept us small enough that this still could be a personal ministry to the saints. So I invite you to write, and you may email if that's convenient. If you'd like a personal answer by correspondence, that's how I respond. But I'll always confirm receipt and confirm and pray for your need. And if you would like that, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you and believe in God for His best in your life. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.